This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois Republican Party's incoming leader is confronting internal fighting that led to her predecessor's ouster. Kathy Salvey is set to take over as chair when the convention ends. The current chair, Don Tracy, announced his resignation last month amid party infighting. Salvey acknowledges how publicly these arguments over strategy and the party's future played out. But she says there's work to do, and it's time to move on.
Listen, I love this party because sometimes we air our dirty laundry with one another, and it gets into the press of these fine people. But we need to say, you know, let's give that person the benefit of a new, fresh day.
Republicans haven't held statewide office in Illinois since Bruce Rauner was governor. They'll need to figure out a candidate for governor in 2 years. But Salvey doesn't know who that might be yet. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is denying the clearing of a homeless encampment is in response to the upcoming Democratic National Convention. City officials say the encampment along the Dan Ryan Expressway was moved because of concerns the Secret Service would clear it with little notice. But Johnson yesterday said the convention did not spur the decision.
This is not a new practice, first of all, but we have been far more adamant about making sure that the unhoused have real dignity. So this was not a response to the DNC, because guess what? It's not like because the DNC is here that they're not homeless people in the country.
Johnson also disputed that homeless shelter residents were booted from a downtown shelter in order to make room for people being moved from the encampment. Johnson acknowledged that there are instances where room has to be made, but said people were offered a number of locations for housing. Environmental activists are pushing Chicago officials to take sweeping action against pollution. Activists on the southeast side surveyed 249 residents citywide about industrial pollution. A majority want the city council to do something about that.
89% of those folks support a municipal cumulative impacts ordinance.
That's Taylor Swensky of the Alliance of the Southeast, which authored the report. Last fall, the city released an assessment about how pollution burdens Black and brown neighborhoods. Activists want an ordinance to change zoning to keep dirty industries out of their neighborhoods. After a year-long upgrade process, the advanced photon source machine at the Argonne National Laboratory in Lamont is back in operation. The APS machine features an ultra-bright X-ray that allows scientists to study systems on an atomic level. The work completed on the machine at the Argonne National Laboratory made its beams up to 500 times brighter. Laboratory Director Paul Kearns says this will signify the next era of groundbreaking scientific research.
Not only will it shed light on more effective pharmaceuticals and how atoms interact, but also solve some of the biggest mysteries in history. The original APS examined moon rocks, T-Rex bones, and mummies. Just imagine what the new beam lines will observe.
Governor J.B. Pritzker joined officials and scientists yesterday at a ceremony to mark the APS machine's return. Some other things you should know today. The National Weather Service has confirmed at least 25 tornadoes touched down in northern Illinois and northwest Indiana Sunday and Monday. That number could continue to rise as damage surveys continue. More than 21,000 ComEd customers are still without service following the storms. There are dangerous swimming conditions at Lake Michigan beaches through this evening. The Illinois Department of Public Health has identified the first human case of West Nile virus this year. In a press release yesterday, the department says the individual lives in suburban Cook County and started experiencing symptoms in mid-June. The virus is primarily transmitted from birds to people through mosquito bites. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vora re-upped calls for Illinois residents to protect themselves from mosquito bites by wearing insect repellent and avoiding stagnant water. Today's weather, the high will reach the low 70s and it will be partly cloudy. There is a flood warning until Saturday morning. It impacts the Des Plaines River from Palatine Road and Prospect Heights, downstream to Irving Park Road in Chicago. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies and a high in the upper 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.